Today, I'd like to share a true story about sales etiquette, or in this case, lack of it, and how a salesperson lost a potential client. I was talking to a colleague recently about an encounter she had with a young salesperson. My colleague, Carol, and I were co-presenters at a networking event. The salesperson, let's call her Sue, was one of the event attendees who saw our presentation. After the event, salesperson Sue called Carol. In the phone call, Sue didn't say anything about Carol's presentation, nor did she ask Carol anything about herself. Instead, she spent the whole time talking about herself and her business, trying to get Carol's business. Well, as you can imagine, Carol was immediately turned off both by Sue and her business. I'm sure because Sue is young, she doesn't know better. I would surmise that she didn't receive any sales etiquette training, which is too bad. While she may be a nice person who's very knowledgeable about her products, she probably isn't having much success getting many new clients. I bet Sue's first mistake was eagerly collecting business cards at the event and not later writing information about each person on the back of the card. So even though Carol was a co-presenter, I'm sure Sue hadn't noted or remembered that and therefore missed an opportunity to compliment her on the presentation. She saw a name, a number, and thought, prospect. It is good practice to write details on the back of someone's card that will help you remember them, where you met, a description of them, and what you talked about, other things like that. It can actually be insulting to write on someone's card in front of them. It's a bit like defacing their property. Instead, wait until you are out of their sight or at home to write on the card. Sue's second mistake was not doing her research about Carol before calling her. She should have looked at Carol's website or her LinkedIn profile to learn more about her business and possibly her personally. This is key to having things to talk about with a prospect to establish rapport and to position your product or services to address the prospect's needs. Sue's last mistake was to spend the entire call talking about herself and her products. A good salesperson knows to listen more than talk and to show a sincere interest in the other person. The salespeople I have been most impressed with are the ones who are interested in me and my business and take time to truly understand my needs. They don't talk about their product or service until later in the meeting, after they have learned more about how they can help me. It's too bad Sue didn't know these important skills before calling Carol. I feel for her. I'm sure she's just trying to make a living. But hopefully she learns sooner than later how to interact with clients. Sales are hard, but if we treat them as an opportunity to get to know someone and build rapport rather than as an opportunity to make a sale, we will be much more successful. For KSER, this is Arden Kleiss.